You're listening to Loud and Clear. I'm Noelle Levitt, and I'll be walking you through Littleton, Colorado's news for the week of August 16th. Now, one of the most read items in the Columbine Courier are our sheriff's calls. So this week, I'm going to open with a call that led deputies to a nearby high school. Vicious hooligans put Dakota Ridge High School in a pickle on August 2nd. Literally. Deputies reported that someone had covered a nearby water tower with pickles. They also damaged a bulldozer at a nearby construction site. I'll tell you, in all the creative things I did in high school, that never would have crossed my mind. Okay, on to the more serious news. Voting in Jefferson County went smoothly with the new electronic voting system, but the close results in some races led some to question the reliability of touchscreen voting. Some voters are still wary of the technology. However, election officials say they have confidence in the devices. A lawsuit against Jefferson and eight other counties over the use of direct recording electronic voting machines was dismissed on July 21st by a Denver district judge. However, part of the lawsuit that challenges the statewide voting systems is still pending. A one-vehicle crash late Sunday in South Jeffco left two teenagers dead and another in serious condition. The accident happened late at night on eastbound C-470 at Wadsworth Boulevard. According to the Colorado State Patrol, 16-year-old driver Cammy DeWolf and her 15-year-old brother Kyle DeWolf were killed. This happened when their Ford Ranger ran off the right side of the road, down an embankment, and rolled over almost twice. 16-year-old Amanda Stark was a passenger in the back seat and was taken to Littleton Hospital with serious injuries. Both of the teens killed were from Littleton, and Stark is from the Highlands Ranch area. Investigators say alcohol or drugs were probably not contributing factors. And a man was found dead in South Jeffco on Friday after an early morning shooting. 27-year-old Burkham Mishra was arrested in connection with the shooting death of 25-year-old Richard J. Ritter. The shooting occurred early Friday at 6934 West Otero Place in Southwest Jeffco. Sheriff's spokesman Jim Shires says investigators believe an argument between the two took place just prior to the shooting. Ritter was shot once in the neck. His body was found on the porch. Burkham is being held in the Jefferson County Detention Center for investigation of first-degree murder. A local homeowner association, along with individual homeowners, declared victory in a long-standing water rights case after a judge denied water rights to developers earlier this month. The developers have not decided if they will appeal. Senior District Water Judge Jonathan W. Hayes ruled against the applicants for additional water rights in Bear Mountain Vista, Mountain Park Homes, and Cragmont. There was favor of the applicants regarding water rights for the future Buffalo Meadows subdivision and an expansion of Homestead. 38-year-old Delene Madison Hart, who was convicted on June 29th of ordering her young son and a family friend to drown her two pet cats, received a stern warning after she failed to meet with the county parole officer for a pre-sentence interview on July 19th. The Jeffco District Judge warned Hart on Thursday that if she does not show up for a sentencing hearing on September 6th, a warrant will be issued for her arrest. Hart was charged in November with two counts of conspiracy to commit aggravated animal cruelty, contributing to the delinquency of a minor, and child abuse. Well, that sums it up for this week's Columbine Courier. Join me next week as we dive into the top headlines, and until then, have fun. Be sure and keep your eyes and ears open for news and let us know about it at news@evergreenco.com. Remember, you can pick up a print edition or visit columbinecourier.com for information on these and many more stories. Until next week, have a great one.